Penguin Random House Audio presents America's Bitter Pill. Money, politics, backroom deals, and the fight to fix our broken healthcare system. By Stephen Brill. Read for you by Dan Warren. Part 1. Chapter 1. Looking Up from the Gurney. I usually keep myself out of the stories I write. But the only way to tell this one is to start with the dream I had on the night of April 3, 2014. Actually, I should start with the 3 hours before the dream, when I tried to fall asleep but couldn't because of what I thought was my exploding heart. Thump, thump, thump. If I lay on my stomach, it seemed to be pushing down through the mattress. If I turned over, it seemed to want to burst out of my chest. When I pushed the button for the nurse, she told me there was nothing wrong. She even showed me how to read the screen of the machine monitoring my heart, so I could see for myself that all was normal. But she said she understood. A lot of patients in my situation imagined something was going haywire with their hearts when it wasn't. Everything was fine, she promised, and then gave me a sedative. All might have looked normal on that monitor, but there was nothing fine about my heart. It had a time bomb appended to it. It could explode at any moment, tonight or 3 years from tonight, and kill me almost instantly. No heart attack, no stroke. I'd just be gone, having bled to death. That's what had brought me to the fourth-floor cardiac surgery unit at New York Presbyterian Hospital. The next morning, I was having open-heart surgery to fix something called an aortic aneurysm. It's a condition I had never heard of until a week before, when a routine checkup by my extraordinarily careful doctor had found...